Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of Thinks Out Loud, where we talk about internet marketing and all the ways you can use the local, social, mobile web to help you grow your business. My name is Tim Peter, and I very much appreciate you being here today. Now, one of the things we talked about in last week's show, our first show, was that you have to have a reason why you do what you do. And one of the things I talked about as part of that is, why am I doing a podcast? Why does this show even exist? And when you do that, you need to have good metrics. You need to have a good way to see if whether what you're working on is actually accomplishing what you said you were going to do. And so I thought it would be kind of fun to share with you how things are going with the show so far. And right out of the gate, I'm pretty pleased with it. We've had, obviously, a lot of the people who are listening to the show are listening in the United States. And I want to be fair, the numbers are not enormous, but I'm pretty pleased with them. If you look at the numbers relative to a typical blog post that we would have on our blog, the numbers are actually fairly comparable, so it's not too bad for right out of the gate. Most of the people who are listening are coming from the U.S., but we have people in Canada, we've got people in Germany and Ireland and the Netherlands and even China, which I think that's really cool because it shows that we may be able to reach people we've never been able to reach before, which is one of the goals of the podcast. So I think that's pretty exciting. About 2/3 of the people who are listening are actually downloading the show, and most of those are downloading it through places like iTunes and Apple TV, which are definitely places the blog and the website weren't reaching earlier. So again, I think that that's a really positive step and something I'm pretty pleased about. And then there are three other metrics that I think are really interesting that I would share with you today. And those are that the average time on site, the average time people spend with the podcast is 13% longer than visits of people who come to the site through a regular blog post. So that's a real win. Bounce rate is actually down 36%. And if you don't know what bounce rate is, I'll have a link in the show notes that explains bounce rate to those of you who are new to it. And the pages per visit is actually up 38%. So all in all, the numbers look pretty positive for something that is exactly 1 week old today. So I'm pretty happy about that and something we'll keep track of. And I will keep updating you and keep sharing with you as we go forward with the show. Now let's go ahead and take a look at some headlines. A new study shows that 90% of small businesses are using social now. That's an extraordinary number, and what an amazing reality that 90% of the small businesses in this study now understand how important it is to use social to connect with their customers. I think it also creates a tremendous opportunity for you, because clearly, somewhere in these 90% are going to be your competitors, and there's going to be opportunities for you to use social more effectively than they do to reach your customers in a better way, in a cheaper way, in a faster way, and ultimately in a more effective way. With regard to that, there's also an e-marketer study that shows more businesses are trying to tie social to actual business results. Again, that's a big shift. You know, if you talked to people a year ago, they said that they were using social because they wanted to listen to what people had to say or they wanted people to like them. Both decent objectives. But when you start talking about, let's look at it in terms of how much revenue is it delivering, how is it actually doing in terms of improving our business results, that's a huge shift and a huge opportunity for you. Finally, I'm going to put in the show notes a link to this piece out on SEO Moz. And I don't know if you know SEO Moz, but it's a great site. I link to it all the time. I'm a big fan. I'm a member of their professional services. And what they really focus is on search engine optimization. But they have a new piece that talks more about how content marketing is shifting, and it really becomes more about attracting links and not just building links. And the way they really talk about doing it, they talk about getting into personas and understanding your customer in more detail. And I think that's really the critical point. When we talk about how you use social, when we talk about tying social to business results, and when we talk about customer content marketing focusing on personas, we're really all saying the same thing. Last week when we looked at this, we talked about why you do what you do. Next week, we're going to talk about what you do in some detail. And actually, as we go forward in subsequent weeks, we're going to spend a lot of time talking on what you can do when you do your marketing. But this week, we're going to talk about who. And what I mean by who is, who are you talking to, right? When we talk about social, I'm a huge believer that all marketing is social by definition, and that social by definition is people. It's really focused on who are you talking to and how are you actually getting them to respond to what you have to say. Now, when you think about who you're talking to, one way to think about them is as a persona. And a persona really is just a document. It's just a way of saying, here's who I mean to be talking to, right? It's an abstraction. You're not talking about a specific individual, but you're talking about the attributes of your customer that matter during their purchase decision process. And there are lots of agencies, lots of groups who can build personas for you, but they tend to be very expensive. This is not a simple process. This is not a cheap process. Except that it can be. There's actually a quick and dirty version of creating personas that I'm a big fan of and recommend to people all the time. When you think about your customers and what their needs are, people fall into a couple of categories. And fundamentally, people either think about things quickly, they make their decisions very quickly. In psychology terms, that's called system one thinking, right? They get there really quick. Alternately, system two thinking is slow, right? So you've got people who think fast and you've got people who think slow. And that thinking is really how they drive their decision-making process, right? Do they make their decisions quickly, or do they make their decision slow? That's the first dimension. The second dimension, when you think about a persona, is, are people driven by emotion, or are they driven by logic? Are they driven by reason? Are you appealing to their heart, or are you appealing to their head? And when you combine these two dimensions, you end up with four types of people. People who are fast and emotional in their decision-making, people who are slow and emotional, people who are fast and logical, and people who are slow and logical in their decision-making process. And when you're working on your messaging to your customers, when you're working on talking to your customers, you're really looking at it in terms of which of those four people, which of those four personas am I talking to? Now, there's two tricks to this. First off, when you talk to the people who are, when the first people you need to talk to are the people who make their decisions quickly and the people who make their decisions emotionally, that fast emotional group. Because as you can think about it, they're driven by what's fun, they're driven by what's hip, they're driven by what's cool, and they're going to run away real fast if you don't answer those questions right up front for them. The second group are the people who are fast and logical. They tend to be a little more competitive. They want to win. They want to excel. They want to achieve. And again, you want to reach them very quickly because if they make their decisions fast and you don't get to them fast, they're gone. The people who are a little more slow in their thinking, in their decision-making process, I shouldn't really say thinking, in their decision-making process, are people who are more deliberate. They take their time. Now, again, they can be rational and they want to see all the features. They want to understand all of the different pieces that go into your product or your service. And of course, finally, we have the people who make their decisions slow and emotionally. They're driven by the benefits to them. They're driven by how they're going to feel about this, but they're really taking the time and thinking about it deliberately. Now, in all four cases, we're not talking about specific individuals, but we are getting a sense for the way people make their decisions and thinking about how they choose what matters to them. And so your messages to them, whether it's on your website, whether it's in your emails, or whether it's in social networks, really are talking to those types of people. So everything you craft, you want to think about one of those types of people and say, who am I really trying to appeal to with this? And yes, I will answer the question. You can appeal to more than one at a time. It just takes a little more effort, right? Where you start up front by talking to the people who are making their decisions quickly and the people who are both emotionally and logically. And then you work your way down the list to the people who make their decisions more slowly and are focused on both logic or emotion. And the way you do that is you hit people right up front with a couple of benefits. You say, here's why you care about this. Here's why it's cool. And immediately give them a call to action. Ask them to buy. Ask them to join your email list. ask them to opt in to liking you on Facebook. So it becomes a very quick thing of, here's why you care. Now, please do something for me in return. And then below that, you go ahead and you add in the other pieces for the people who are slow decision makers. So you see how that all works? That's really what we're talking about with personas. And I'll have some links in the show notes to more information about that on the blog. Now, if you want to see an example of somebody who uses this sort of emotional aspect and the quick decision makers to their benefit, I just read a book called Trust Me, I'm Lying, Confessions of a Media Manipulator by a guy named Ryan Holiday, who used to work for American Apparel. It is a fascinating book. It's not always a book that's going to make you feel warm and fuzzy about marketing. I'm going to be very candid about that. But I thought it was a fascinating read to see how somebody used the way that the blogosphere is frequently driven by speed and driven by emotion to his advantage. I'm going to have a link to that in the show notes as well, and I encourage you to check it out. You might find it really interesting. You might also want to take a shower after you read some of the chapters, but it's a very good book in terms of understanding how people who are at the very cutting edge of this have used this to their advantage and sometimes to other people's disadvantages. I'm not necessarily recommending the technique, the techniques that Ryan talks about in the book, but it's worth reading and checking out and seeing for yourself where it could apply and how it actually works in practice when you think about who you're talking to and how you get them to take the actions you want them to take. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up. We're starting to get here at the end of our time together. I want to thank you again for listening. I genuinely appreciate it. And as I said at the beginning with the stats and things, I've been very pleased with how well the show's been received. And I'd love to hear from you. Please go ahead and email me. If you've got comments, if you've got questions, if you've got concerns, if you've got suggestions, you can go ahead and email me at podcast@timpeter.com. That's podcast@timpeter.com. And again, I will have a link to that in the show notes. And I want to thank you one more time for listening and for tuning in today. And we'll look forward to hearing from you again and seeing you again right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.